This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Winthrop High School girls hockey coach Anthony Martucci. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
You know, I talked to Dale Dunbar last week, and the boys were off to a great start. You guys have any competition as to who's going to win more games, the girls or the boys?
Oh, I think we have competition every year, but it's very hard to beat Dale and Michael Norris. Those are two great guys and two great coaches, but very proud of the boys and their program and obviously of their state championship last year.
Yeah, and the girls are always competitive, and you guys are always fighting for championships as well. It's like Hockey Town has moved off of Route 1 and over to Winthrop, so that's pretty cool. Coach, I want to start with a recent article in the Boston Globe highlighting the play of your goaltender who hit a milestone. Tell me a little bit about Riley Taus.
Well, Riley's an all-world kid. I've been with us now since she was in the eighth grade and has really taken on a huge role for us the last couple of years, especially her first year. She was kind of a backup to a pretty good goalie that we had at that time, too, with summer talent, who actually holds most of our current records, but Riley's taken them down one at a time. And on last Saturday, she got her 1,000th save, and it was a pretty awesome feat.
Who keeps that stat? Assistant coach or a student? Who keeps those?
Yeah, we have an assistant coach who stays on that stuff. Sean Carlton has been with me since his daughters were in the program, and he stayed with me. They've all since graduated, and he stayed with me, and he's an awesome stats guy. I mean, he keeps everything right to the letter, and I have books of stats that he keeps. He's great with that stuff.
Tell me about the team this year, Coach. You mentioned Riley starting or being on the team as an eighth grader. What's the makeup of your kids this year?
Well, we have about five or six eighth graders again because you know, the program's taken a little bit of a numbers crunch. We were at like 12, and we brought in five eighth graders, sorry, and then we had a couple of new girls come on that are new to hockey to fill out the roster. But we got 20 girls. Mostly seniors and eighth graders, and then it's mixed in with some sophomores a couple of freshmen, a couple of sophomores, and a few juniors. But the team looks really good, super competitive, going to be a good year, just hoping to really, work on, making up some scoring. That's what we got to find.
Well, you're off to a very good start. I mean, the opening game went over Medford, and then an overtime loss to Grafton. So give me a couple of highlights of those games.
Well, the Medford game was a great game. I felt that we played very well. Medford was actually very much improved. Their coach is great. Brittany Lindsley does a great job. I think she did a really good job with the team the last couple of years. But this year, she's got some good players, and especially her goalie on that day really, really stood up. I thought she played very, very well. And then, we got some nice goals in those games, timely goals to make sure that we, sealed that win. And then last night, I thought Grafton was a very good team, another very well-coached team. Daughter of Braintree coach Kevin Burchill, Deidre Burchill came in last night with her team, and a young girl who's doing a great job because that team was very well-coached. They passed well. Just a good hockey game overall. It could have went either way, mm-hmm. and I think that they pulled their goalie late in the game to tie it, and then they got some momentum off of that, and then in the overtime, one mistake, leads to a chance with the 4-on-4, and then they cashed in. So it was a good game overall. Like I said, it was disappointing to lose as always, but it was a good high school hockey game.
What does an overtime tie do for you in terms of the power rankings? Does it hurt or help?
I don't think it would hurt. I don't know how much I don't know how much it helps, but obviously, to win the overtime, mm-hmm. obviously helps. But I'm just hoping that it's a sign of good things to come for both us and for Grafton, because Grafton's off to a 2-0 start. Mm-hmm. They looked good to me from what I saw last night. It's a lot of good players in that team. So I hope that it'll translate into some big things moving forward. It's a good lesson to learn early, little taste of humble pie, and get you kind of rolling from there.
Yeah, and a good competitive game, too. Coach, the challenge of ice time, especially with the variance between seniors and eighth graders, and then getting them to assimilate among one another and to help one another. What are the dynamics like for that, especially with seniors playing on the same team as eighth graders?
Well, I'll be quite honest with you, it's a really cool dynamic, and the thing that's really cool about it is how the older players accept the younger ones and especially if the younger ones have some talent, which luckily the ones that I have do, mm-hmm. They really accept them, and then the younger ones are just trying so hard to you know, please and keep up with the older group, that sometimes, you know, they get lost in that, and we have to kind of talk to them about not trying to overdo too much, you know, they'll hand it off to the seniors a lot, you know, they'll try to pass them more instead of, you know, control the puck and do things like that, and especially in a practice, you know, we talk to them a lot about not, like, taking a step back in a line just because they're going with the senior to try to go with somebody their own age. We tell them don't do that, stay with those guys and learn from those guys, and it's been really good. The dynamic is awesome. I really enjoy it. I like it. I love when I have you know, a good number of eighth graders, mm-hmm. to kind of learn and you know, we consider those guys veterans, pros, you know, those seniors, they've been there, so they teach those guys, you know, how to be good pros, how to be good vets.
You said something that's similar to what Dale Dunbar, the boys hockey coach, said a couple of years ago to me, and he you know, you teach a system and you preach fundamentals and so on, which you have to do for all ages and all the kids. But he also said he wants his kids to be creative, and it sounds like that you're incorporating that too, when you say, you know, let the eighth grader do what she can do, learn, yeah, and pay attention, but also, you know, get out there and play hockey.
Yeah, one of the good things about having Dale is that he's an awesome resource. He's also a guy that's very accepting of, you know, questions and things like that. So over the years, I've been able to sit down with Dale and you know, pick his brain at some of the things. You know, Dale's been through a lot of levels of hockey, not only as a player, but as a coach. So he's a very good resource, you know, for us, you know, at Winthrop. And I've sat with him many a times, and you know, we've had conversations. Obviously, you know, I'm not quite as good a teacher as he is. He does a really good job at implementing the systems that he wants to. Me, my girls, you know, they play a little bit more on their own, but we're working on that. Be as good as Dale someday.
I hear you. You know, it's funny. Every time I talk to Coach Dunbar, I learn something, and, you know, it's just amazing. You're right. He's a good teacher, but it's great that you have that tradition in Winthrop among all your kids, boys and girls, and coaches. That's great. All right, so tell me about your leaders, and then we'll get to your schedule.
So right now we get our leadership group is of five, and we have two captains and three assistants. And the two captains are Avelina Coffey, who's one of our defensemen, Tegan Pereira, who's one of our defensemen. And then we have two forwards, centers Reese Ferrara, and center Chloe Couture, and then obviously our goaltender is also one of our leaders, Riley Tous. They wear the A's.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny. The other aspect of Winthrop teams is defense, and you guys have had that so far. And as you mentioned, you just want to pick up on the scoring. All right, what's the schedule look like now? You guys are off until Saturday.
Yeah, we're off till Saturday. We pick up against Newburyport, who's a league rival with us. Always give us a good game. Another very well coached team. I know their coaching staff pretty well. Josh Freeman does a great job, and Dan Wilson's with him. Those two guys are excellent coaches, good guys. We get along with them very well, but we're also, you know, competitors. So that'll be a battle on Saturday. And then after that, I get to see one of my best buddies, Michelle Roach, who's with PB for so long. I get to see her and Arlington Catholic. They come up on the schedule right after that, so it should be a tough two gamer for us.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize she went over to AC. Yeah, that's another one at the Larson. You know, it's hard for a visiting team to come in and beat you guys at the Larson.
Yeah, the Larson's a tough building. You know, it's a small surface. It's cold, and you know, we're at the end of the earth. You know, you got to come all the way down to Pauline Street. You know, and get in there by Nick's place and sneak in, and it's a tough place to play. I mean, a lot of people, you know, really, you know, it's funny because we don't look at it like that. You know, obviously being from Winthrop, we love it, but you know, we look at like Gloucester. You know, going out to the Tank is tough, and even like, you know, heading over to Endicott now, Beverly is tough. You know, all those bonds give us a tough time. So, but they look at it just like us. I never realized it until, you know, speaking to all those people.
Coach,
they look at it just like we.
I used to coach. I coached JV baseball at Gloucester High School for a while. I worked at Gloucester High School. So when we had to cover a game, Bill and I in Winthrop, I mean, believe me, from Gloucester, that's the road trip from hell to get to Winthrop, I got to tell you. And then you get in the Larson, like you say, and it's a refrigerator.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a tough building for sure. You know, and it's one of those places where no matter how many times you get there, you don't know how to dress. The layers just aren't enough.
Great, Coach. Anything else you want to let me know before I let you go?
No, I just, you know, I want to thank you for having me on and talking about Riley and always, you know, thank you so much for your coverage of the girls and the programs. We really appreciate it.
Oh, we have a blast doing it, and thank you for what you do. It's tough to get up with your hours and then go to the rinks and freeze, and you've been doing it for a long time. So I think that's fabulous. Good luck to you. Happy holidays, and we'll talk again, Coach.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Take care, Anthony. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That is Anthony Martucci, who is the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.